And I've just put the recording on, so that'll be good. And so welcome everyone, aloha, and how lovely it is to see you and to say hi for this, the very beginnings of 2020. And here we go. Wow. So girls, you know, please feel free to talk in the chat, or, you know, unmute yourselves if you want to. You're very, very welcome to do so, because it'd be really lovely to find out if you're all ready to leave behind anything that didn't serve you in 2019. Are you all feeling that thrust, that energy, that it's time to let go of what you've been carrying so far to this time? And that you're ready to really embrace 2020 and the next decade? It'll be really nice if you girls want to put that in the chat. You're very welcome. Yes, says Birgit. I know it. Anna, lovely Anne. It's so exciting. You know that we've got Lena. Lovely, thank you. It's lovely to see you here too, darling. Yeah, says Jennifer. I'm ready to release pain and suffering. Yeah, you know we need to. This is a thing, girls. And thank you for bringing that up, Jennifer. We need to understand that our way forward is not to hold on to that pain and suffering. And I know it's easier said than done. But you know, I think you have to chip at it little by little. You know, every time you find yourself going back into that place, you need to say, no, this didn't serve me in the past, and it's not going to serve me now. Yeah. Marcella says yes, and so does Anne. Oh, sorry, Mary. Lovely. So welcome to our first energetic EMF neutralizer group call, and a happy 2020 to each and every one of you. Those that are alive and those that will be listening for later on. And if you don't already know about this, girls, because I'm sure you must do, because it's out there on the internet like big time, this very special energy that we are embraced in today, of course, which is the energy of Saturn, which is in conjunct with Pluto. And for those who don't know, it means that this energy was last manifest approximately 502 years ago. Back when Martin Luther, and not the Martin Luther we know as the amazing gentleman that upset an awful lot of people and did a lot of good for the black movement, but Martin Luther, the original, which was he was a German Catholic part of the clergy, and he broke away from the Catholic Church, which of course was tantamount to heresy and God knows what else. And eventually he became excommunicated because he believed only in the Bible, and that he did not believe that your deeds could take you to source, as we know source to be now, which is God. His central teachings were that the Bible is the central source of religious authority, and that salvation is reached through faith and not deeds. And of course, this is where Protestantism came to be. Right? And at that time, of course, you can imagine it would have shaken up the world, the known world at that time. And the heresy and the mayhem that would have been around at that time because of his writings, because he wrote this. And in those days, that's all they could do, was writing it. So this energy too is all, so this, but basically what this energy is about is change, all right, and challenge to the status quo. So just keep this in mind as we go through 2020, as things start to unfold. Well, number one, look at what's happening in Iran right now. The Iranians internally are now starting to, display their anger and their dissatisfaction against their government, who, as we know, hold them very, very much they are holding them to ransom their own people. Then they're killing them without, if they protest or go against the government in any way. So that's number one. That's a big upheaval for those people in that country at this time. So just keep your eye open for this as we go through this 2020. More of this will start to unfold. But remember this. Remember, as in all things, we can transform these energies to work for us. So yes, there's a big change, and you may find yourself going through a big change, but remember to transform it for the better by going, and what we'll do is we'll ask, and our intention is to ask our respective heart teams to hold the energy for each and every one of us as we go forward in from today and into 2020. We ask that whatever change is going to come our way is for our highest good, and whatever changes happen, and when they do happen, that it is done with ease and grace and will not be felt as a jolt or a harsh action. Whatever it is, it won't be feeling harsh, but it'll come with ease and harmony for all who are part of this group, and those that will be listening and those who will be listening live. And let us also intend this for your families and your loved ones. All right. So I just want to say that expect whatever change is going to come. Let us now put our intention that it comes with ease and grace as it unfolds for each and every one of us, because we are going to have change, girls. There is, as sure as God made little green apples, change is one of the things that is always constant in our lives. It's the thing that we don't like necessarily in our lives, because it means it shakes the ground from underneath us, but it's the thing that happens to each and every one of us, no matter whether we intend it or not. All right. Some of us plan for change, and others of us have change thrust upon us. But we must take this time now, and that is our intention, as we set our goals for 2020, that whatever change happens to us and through us and by us and for us, that we ask that it be that the power of grace is given us by our heart teams respectively to make this smooth and easy, and to make it also a positive thing in our lives. Because a lot of you know that when change does come, it doesn't always come when it's happening. We always think about it as not necessarily a good thing. But in hindsight, when we look back, we think, oh my goodness, that was a catalyst which pushed me forward to do this, 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 and this. You girls understand what I'm saying. So that's our intention right now. And we set that on this 12th day of January of 2020 in our timeline. And we ask that any change that happens for us, by us, through us, happens with ease and grace. All right. Now, I think I've already said thank you so much for all of you. Oh, yes. I want to say thank you to all of you who bought this package. I'm really thrilled. And I sincerely know that it will be a catalyst for change for each of you and your families, and those who you work with, too. Remember, though, diligence, that means playing the MP3s, and intention, too, is the key here, as it is in many things that we can put our focus on. But sometimes we follow something diligently and then our focus wanes and we wonder why we're not getting the results we need to. So please do not forget to use these MP3s, because that's what they are here for. Okay, that's there for you to use. Okay, so that being said, does anybody want or have any questions for me while I'm chatting away? Go down here, you can put it in the chat or you can unmute yourselves to ask me anything that you need asking. Say, for instance, you know, taking into consideration that EMF is something we can't see, okay? And so it's like electricity. We can't see it, but we know that electricity works. And so what my question to you is, has anyone of you felt any changes? Have you felt any better, any worse, somewhere in between? Has something unfolded for you that you may need clarity on? So please feel free to do that now. Lovely.
I ask you, Virginia?
Yep.
I wonder, if I play the MP3s in the house, how far away can I be from my parents? I mean, for them to get the benefit of it.
Yep, sure. I'm going to ask my guys here. I'm getting 35 meters.
35 meters, okay. And every single day?
Yes, my dear. I know your parents don't go out to work, but if you go out to work or anyone goes out to work, do it at nighttime when everybody's in the house. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ellen. So Jennifer says, these last 2 days I've had a headache. Not sure if it's due to the energies happening this weekend. Yeah, as you girls all know, that with the energy I've just been talking about. And you know, we've had full moon as well, right, on the 10th. And, of course, these energies, they last for 2 to 3 days. And all of these things that are happening to us right now, they are congregating and very, very dense. So be aware that that is possible. Jennifer, let me just have a look at your... I usually find that when there is... And the girls, some of you that work with me already know what I'm probably already know what I'm going to say, that there's usually entities around, okay, in your energy field. Energies, entities are usually a harbinger of headaches, okay, and or energies of feeling angsty. And sometimes you can feel angsty even when there's no one else around you in your vicinity, and you just feel angsty. So remember that. Let's have a look at your book. And you remember, in this package, you girls have got the entity package. So please play that every day. That's important. Let's have a look at your book. Bridget, you as well, darling. Okay. Use the MP3 for entities. It's important because they play around with us, and that's what they do because they love. That's what they're meant to. That's their job. Zdenka, I do love your page, Virginia. I see a great change and on myself. Oh, brilliant, Zdenka. Thank you so much, darling. Really appreciate that. And I'm so thrilled. If you can email me that, it would be lovely to give me a better understanding of what it is that you feel and how you feel it. I really appreciate it, Zdenka. Thank you. Irene, I feel so much better since I played the MP3s. Oh, Irene, that's brilliant, darling. Thank you. Machila, if I leave the MPs running overnight, hang on, let me see. Do they affect the quality of sleep? Actually, no, Martella. Have you found that they're affecting your quality of sleep? Oh, as in, do they affect it as in a positive manner? Yes, it should. That's exactly what they should do. But you let me know if it's positive or otherwise, because, you know, we all change things differently.
Virginia?
Yep.
This is Kathleen. I have a question about gamma rays.
Yes.
Where do gamma rays, where are those coming from? Because when I run that MP3, I feel such a relief.
Sorry, you feel what, Dawn?
I feel such a relief, like a big clearing.
Yeah. I tell you, to tell you the truth, Kathleen, I don't know where they're coming from. It's like the soup that we're in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's coming from everywhere. And the thing is, those gamma rays, they're the worst of all. You know, everybody's talking about EMFs, everybody's talking about 5G and what's coming, and that's fine, but it's the gamma rays that are really intense, and they're the ones that I pick up hugely in people. So just keep playing it, Spitter, okay? I wish I knew, and I wish
okay.
I knew what's coming, but it's absolutely, okay. It's definitely the soup, as I call it, and you girls understand fully well what I mean by that, yeah?
Yeah, maybe it's just... you know, I live in a rural, very beautiful forested area, but I'm not sure where they would be coming from.
Mm. It's really interesting because I wish I could tell you, but I can't. Maybe somewhere along the line, they will show up. But I picked them up in people's bodies, and that's why I knew that they existed. But I didn't know. Well, the thing is, we don't understand just what's out there. Yeah?
Right.
Now, I think you girls might have heard me talk on the, I might have mentioned it on the call when I was with Iran, or might have been with Gretchen, that the other thing that I'm really picking up strongly with this energy is that's where autism. You see, if you think about it, there's a lot of children started becoming autistic 30 years ago, and it's got more and more. And this is where my guys are telling me that's what's happened. It's from being in the womb. And we had no idea then, not at all, yeah? And only now are we starting to realize the devastation that these energies are bringing into our field. And if you find, and as I spoke about it, there's so many, these young people who are of a reproductive age, and they can't get pregnant. They're not being able to get pregnant. Now, the older ladies here and people that are on this phone, on this call, will understand that once upon a time, you could just, women used to say, I see my husband's pants on the line and I get pregnant. Do you remember that? Some of you may remember that. But the young people now, it's ridiculous because these young kids that are of reproductive age, they're not being able to do so. And because their sperm count is low, all kinds of things. Anyway, I could go on until I'm blue in the face here. I'll be talking about it forever, but that's not the purpose. So play the MP3s since I got them. If I were you, I would use that. Jennifer, use the MP3 for entities on its own. All right? On its own. Irene, I have developed pain in my breast, similar when you get your period, but I am after menopause. I had pain for about 6 weeks and now the pain is gone. Also anxieties when falling asleep are gone. Oh, wow. I mean, that's amazing. I felt all some sort of buzzing going on in my body now. I feel calm again, totally amazing. Wow, that's incredible, my dear. Thank you so much. Any clearing for eyes and health and husband issues? This is Carol. What we're going to do today, it's to do with the central nervous system. And hopefully that may be able to have a flow-on effect, Carol. No worries, Jennifer. Thank you for asking the question, darling. Birgit says, can I play the MP3s in my classroom? Or does it infringe? No, sweetheart, of course you can. Birgit, your intention is for the ultimate best for your pupils. So yes, please, by all means, do so, okay? It doesn't impinge on anyone. It's your intention, and your intention's coming from your heart. So yes, please do. Okay, guys, thank you so much for that. That's amazing. So now, as you all know, we have come to that part where I want you to feel, get a feeling of how this EMF is running in your bodies. How many have we got here? 18 people. And remember, this is energy. And I said before, we can't see it. But if you saw the video of my scanning the computer, you know it exists, as we always know, talked about electricity, etc. I'll answer your question when I come to it later on. Thanks, Lena. Thank you for asking. Yes, Marcella. Okay. While I'm here, I may as well say it. Marcella, yes, there's a special 1-3 there for pregnant women, fertility bundle there, okay, to be used. Now let's have a look at, so right now, let's get into doing something practical. Just cross your hands over your heart center, please, everyone. Just get yourselves settled down as we go into meditation. Start to get ready to go in there. But first of all, just crossing your hands over your heart center in the middle of your chest. Close your eyes. I want you to take a lovely deep breath in. And that breath is oxygen. It's rainbow-colored oxygen, okay? Just see that beautiful oxygen coming into your lungs and into your cells as rainbow colored, and then gathering up all that is not of love, that is not suiting you at this time. You can breathe that out. All right, so we start now. I can feel those energies already, as you can hear my voice changing. Deep breath in your nose, expanding your belly out, breathing in the rainbow oxygen, seeing it fill up all your lungs and your cells. And as you breathe out long and slow through your mouth, you release all that doesn't suit you at this time through your mouth. Long and slow out through the mouth, all right? Let's do that again now. Breathing in through your nose, expanding your belly out, rainbow oxygen, gathering all that is not of love, and breathing that out now through your mouth. Another deep breath in through your belly. gathering all that is not of love from your cells and your lungs, etc. And breathing back out through your mouth. Just dropping down deep and deep, deeply behind your hands now. I want you to see yourself shrinking down to the size of the middle of your chest. And you're sitting within your heart center. And all your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions are all coming from your heart, right? Now, I want you to feel yourself in your heart center, behind your hands. And I want you to ask your higher self, get a feeling for a number of how clear you may be regarding the EMF energies, okay? So a number 10 would mean that you're very, very high levels of these EMF energies. And 0 means no EMF at all. And maybe you might have a number somewhere in between. Now just ask your higher self for this. And especially ask for feeling the EMF energy in your central nervous system. Just get a feel of a number. Take a note of it in your mind, or you can write it in the chat. And remembering that group energy is important for all to participate in, because it adds strength to all that we do. That group energy is very strong. So use that that energy now. Now feel free to unmute yourselves or write in the chat so that we can have a number that you will remember. You can remember when we come to the end of this meditation and clearing as to how you feel the difference between the now and the after. Just get a number and feel that number. Irene says a 3, that's pretty in line, Irene. So Lena, you feel quite heavily with that number. For the number 10, Zdenko, number 8, Anne is 4, Birgit, 9. Okay, brilliant. Thank you, girls. It's just to give you an idea, 7, Mary, thank you, of how this feels within your body and within your central nervous system. Because remember, you are the ones that are feeling this, not me, all right? Yes, Jennifer, I understand what you're saying, but remember, we can pick these up no matter where we are, okay? So just get a feel of it, that's all. If it doesn't feel anything to you, then that's fine, Della, okay? Kathleen, 6, all right, thanks. Thank you for that, Kathleen. A 2 for you, Jennifer. Fine, thank you. Sandra, 0. Brilliant, Sandra. Thank you. Now, let's go into meditation, girls. So you've already got your hands across your heart center. And remember, every time you're just listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to go deeper and deeper and feeling much more deeply embedded in your heart. So you're going down deeper and deeper into your heart center. Audrey, you for number 2. Thank you, Don. So I'm now going to invoke and attune you to the triple heart. Aligning your individual energy matrix, which starts the process of the ignition of your divine heart, to instantaneously connect with the heart of our Creator and with the heart of Mother Earth. So see a golden shaft now link the three hearts together and run all the way down the center core of you. Beautiful golden shaft connecting the heart of Source with your own divine heart and the heart of Mother Earth. See that golden shaft now expand out from the center of you and envelop the whole of you and your entire energy matrix in this energizing golden light. This light is accompanied by your own celestial sound that is unique to each one of you and is calibrated by your higher self, as it is an expression of your connection to that divine part of you that knows what is needed by your soul for optimum healing on all the levels of your mind, your body, and your spirit. This light and sound is now accompanied by a luminous, opalescent light which floods through you and is contained by the golden light as if in a chamber. So you have this golden light which is the outer core, and it encompasses the luminous and the opalescent lights as well as your own celestial sound. We ask that these lights, coupled with your own unique sound, now saturates your entire divine energy matrix and cleanses, heals, purifies, releases, and balances all negative energies and energies that are not of love, entities, alien implants. Oh. And alien interferences of any kind, infiltration into your energy system. All negative energies that have been brought through from your past lives. And any and all ancestral energies that are not here for your highest good. Including all negative thought forms. Clearing all cords to and from you. From this incarnation, and all past incarnations. And all ancestral cords that need to be cleared at this time. Throughout all your timelines. Resetting those cords. In those timelines. And clearing out all negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are holding you back from being all you are incarnated to be. Again, throughout all of your timelines. We ask for cleansing, healing, purifying, balancing, and releasing all the EMF, 5G, and radiation frequencies that are and have targeted your central nervous systems, which consists of the brain and your entire spine, also the peripheral nervous system, made up of the myelinated sensory and motor neurons, which are an extension of your central nervous system, out through all of your limbs. Cleansing all the areas of the brain, remembering that's the central nervous system, gets that hard hit from the EMF frequencies. We particularly target the mammalian brain, which is the part of the brain that runs your hearts, your breathing, your digestion, and so much more. All the areas we do not have to think about that runs our bodies. Going deep within to clear the negative frequencies from these areas. Oof. 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 And bringing optimum homeostasis for a healthy mammalian brain. We now cleanse, heal, purify, release, and balance all frequencies that are running your emotional brain. Oh, goodness me. All the EMF, 5G, and radiation that are affecting your emotional brain, which of course is the limbic brain, especially targeting the amygdala, which determines the emotional significance of incoming information, whether it be joy or fear. Be asked to clear the amygdala of all those energies that do not suit at this time or have not suited in the past, and to be cleared for the future. We asked you to clear the hippocampus. Oh. Which organizes and stores all memory again, either joy or fear. And really taking out time now to clean these two parts of the brain, not only from the destructive frequencies of EMF, 5G, and radiation. Whoa. Oh. Let me also ask for a very deep and in-depth clearing out of all of the emotional imprints. Of all the emotion imprints that are causing dysfunction, as trauma or as PTSD, in all those who are experiences in their lives now. Clearing the negative frequencies in the cerebral cortex, which is the outer part of the brain, which does all of our thinking, our planning, and the day-to-day organizing of our lives. We ask as well for a thorough cleansing, healing, purifying, releasing, and balancing of the three areas of the brainstem, which lies in the center of the brain. The midbrain, the pons, and the medulla. Intrinsic areas where the cranial nerves have their start. And then travel down the spinal cord to the rest of the body via the peripheral nervous system. And lastly, we ask that the vagus nerve, the most important nerve in our body, be cleansed, healed, purified, balanced, and released of all negative EMF, 5G, and radiation frequencies that are devastating this essential nerve. As the vagus nerve runs all the way from the medulla to the throat. Through your lungs. To your heart. All the way through your digestive system. Your kidneys. Your spleen. And the reproductive organs. Its importance cannot be overemphasized. We really see this nerve particularly targeted with the goal, the goal, an opalescent and luminous light for ultimate healing and clearing, for perfect health as a result of. Now that all the clearing has been done, we ask for a connection to your individual timelines to clear off all of this and connect to your new divine blueprint. To receive these new energetic changes to reflect the now state of your central nervous system's reality of perfect health, of vitality and clarity as you go forward with the special energies that we find ourselves in today, 12th of January of 2020, going forward with ease and grace for 2020 and beyond. So everyone's downloaded with that amazing energy and resetting of their divine blueprint. Let us also now ask for the greatest era of peace, of joy and harmony, to be in a very tangible part of our lives. And to all those who are living on this planet, because we are all one. None of us is separated from the other. As we go forward in this 2020 year, we ask that we be given the grace of kindness, of compassion, of joy, unconditional love, and gratitude for all that we have, no matter how humble it may be. Let us now bring that golden shaft back to the center of your core. See the love and light of Source return to Source's heart, giving love, gratitude, and thanks to Source. See the light and love of Mother Earth return to her crystalline heart, giving her love, gratitude, and thanks. And give love, gratitude, and thanks to yourself for being the instrument to bring these changes about. And at this time, I ask that each and every one of you, your assemblage points are put back where they need to be so that you are fully grounded, feeling totally present in your bodies when you come back into the room. No spaciness. All excess energy is taken down through the grounding word and given to Mother Earth for her to use, so that you come back clear, concise, and fully present in your bodies, fully grounded to the Earth Mother. So let it be written, so let it be done, and so it is. Now just take this time now, my lovelies, to come back into the room and reorient yourself, making sure that you intentionally ground yourselves down to the Earth Mother and just say ascendage point, three times. Ground me now, please. And when you're back, just let me know how you did, how you feel that that number is with you now. Irene, you're a one, darling. Thank you. Lena, a one. Zdenka, you're down to three. Brilliant. Birgit, you're three. A one, sorry. Audrey, oh, I felt very deep levels feel clear now. I loved it. You're welcome, my dear. Does anybody feel any better, any worse, or just the same? Feel free to say. Lovely, thank you, Carol. Lena, much better, thank you. You're welcome. Did anybody feel anything particular happen in any particular part of your brain or in your body at all? Did you feel anything at all? Answers, much better, thank you. You're welcome, darling. Mary, you're feeling lighter. Brilliant. There's a lot of work. Thanks, Sandra. Sandra says, I feel much better after your meditations. There was a lot of work that just went on there, girls, the holding that work, especially the negative thought forms. Girls, please, 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 you must get rid of your thought forms, okay? Irene, coughing, thought, clearing, lovely. Excuse me. Peaceful shiver in the body, sound in the right ear. Carol, feel clearing on the central nervous system. Great, Carol. That's brilliant, because that's exactly what we did this for. But remember, girls, negative thought forms, I can't bang on enough about this. You need to let those negative thought forms go, all right? Because they're the things that are holding us back from going forward. Our negative thought forms, and they keep going over and over, we keep strengthening them, all right? And the thing with negative thought forms, they are bringing in entities. That's what they do, because it's like this light goes on. It's this the law of attraction in action. And it's as soon as entities come into your, just outside your sphere, and they are drawn like moths to a flame when anyone has negative thought forms. Okay, so just be aware of that. That is so important. And it's the negative thought forms that hold us back. They just hold us back. And we're so much more than that. Audrey, I felt this throughout my body, different places as you were invoking energies. That's brilliant. Because remember, girls, the central nervous system, I mean, that's what I love about the brain and the central nervous system. It's because it's like a reflection of what's going on in the body. Because everything that's in the body is connected to the nerves, is it not? And to the spine and to the brain. So it's just this like this huge mirror of how that all comes together. So let's have a look at Marcella. I feel tinkling in the brain and the top chakra. Did the healing clear any mold in the brain or body? No, darling, it wasn't about mold. This was only about EMF and the energies, the electromagnetic energies. But right now, while we're talking about it, I just want you all to just cross your hands over. How to handle if negativity in emotional environment. This is the thing, darling, Carol. This is where Kathleen, that's fine. Oh, so sweet, darling. I'm a one or a two. You're welcome. Carol, this is where when we step into our mastery, we no longer get into that emotional pull and push. Okay, we stand in your, so you be calm, and you, it's like you're in the eye, you're the eye of the hurricane. Everything is going on around you, but you are calm and you are disassociated from the emotion that is going on around you, from everybody else's drama. All right, so this is the, it's not an easy place to get to, but with practice you can get there. All right. We've all been through this. I had huge emotional issues, believe you me, but I've come right through it because I did the work that I needed to do. Okay, and so we all need to get to there, to that place somewhere along the line. And that's the only way we can stay devoid of all of those negative energies that are going on around us. And a lot of you girls know people that like to set up these, they're drama queens, all right? And they set up these scenarios where they go into emotions and then they try to pull people into that. And it was very, very interesting because I don't know whether a lot of you know or aware of Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's absolutely amazing. And I'm reading his book at the moment called You Are Supernatural. If you girls can get your hands on that, I strongly suggest that you do, because he talks about the body when we are so used to being the body's. That's what I wanted to ask you girls. You know, when we did the trauma and the PTSD, did anybody feel any energy around that? Did you feel any lifting or feel any more calmer regarding those? Because I know a lot of you here have trauma, yeah? And because there was a lot of energy around that too, and I can still feel it. There's still a lot of you who need to, maybe we can do a, throw in another free call after the second one, somewhere along the line, to release. Mary, thank you. I felt a release around that, brilliant. Dealing with Asperger's issue of constant antagonism. Oh, Carol, yeah. Sweetheart, it's really hard, I know, but this is where, when you start to come into that heart, remember when we first did it at the beginning, and you start living from there, everything just sort of falls away. But you need to practice it, okay? It's not easy, and I realize what you're saying with the Asperger's. Look at Supernatural, Jennifer. It's really, really amazing. And he talks about how the body sets itself up. The body becomes addicted, listen to the words, addicted to drama, to trauma, okay? And even if there's no trauma in our lives, the body still sets it up so that it attracts it. It's really, really fascinating. I just love that, man. He explains things so succinctly, so well. It's easy to understand when he explains it. It's just like, oh, from reading that book, I've just got all these aha moments. So I think it says you are supernatural is the book. And he lays it out easy foundations, and he builds on the foundations. And basically it means that the body becomes addicted, and then it's like that's why, you know, when you get anxious and your body goes into that fight or flight thing and the cortisol goes and the adrenals are, that's all that addiction, right? Because the body just keeps feeding itself on it. And even though we don't want to do it, this is why you have to use your mind and he uses meditation, and he teaches you how to do the meditation as well. It's really fascinating stuff. Nina says, I have something going on in my forehead for a long time. Feels more relaxed there now. Do you think that was from PTSD? I don't know, Lena. I'd have to, there's too much going. Or EMF, let's have a look. See, the forehead is your prefrontal cortex, right? That's in the beginning, in the front. And that's where everything comes at you. And that's where a lot of your emotional stuff goes on as well. So, yeah. See how that feels for you, Lena, later. Actually, Lena, I'm getting EMF done. Yep. A lot lifted for you, Carol. That's brilliant, darling. More third eye area. Yep. Okay. Sandra, I recently experienced PTSD when I saw a drug overdose person in a car. My good. Irene, can we listen to the replay and redo them? Of course you can. Yes, of course you may. I mean, I would do it like once a week, darling, okay? Not too often. Lena, you're welcome, darling. You're welcome. So, girls, does anybody have any questions for me at all? Because I think our hour is coming up, and I don't want to hold you girls up because I know that you've got things to do. Yeah, I understand, girl.
Virginia?
Yes.
Oh, hi, this is Neela. I have a question about the process that you do for to contain this energy with the sphere and the cube.
Yes.
How large of an area can you do an entire building? Because I live close to an airport.
Absolutely, you can. Good question. Good question. Okay. All right. So you see the whole building, right? The square going down, the luminous square, all over the building. Never be limited by your, you know, we limit ourselves because of our imagination. No. Just this is the beauty of it is that we can create because of that very imagination that we have. So see the whole of the building with a square going underneath the ground, right? And then you see the sphere, the beautiful electric violet sphere going all the way around the building and underneath into Mother Earth as well. Okay, and then then that's your intent to do that. It was quite interesting the other day. I was checking out the lampposts, you know, just the lampposts that are on here in this country. We have a lot of roundabouts and anyway, just the ordinary lampposts on the street, and I pick up a lot of EMF energies there. So I've had to do that on those lampposts. And also the other thing too, girls, remember this. When you have a whole row of lampposts, you know, that's going to take forever. So you put one on, you put the square and the sphere on one, and then you ask your intention, you ask your team to just send it along the whole of the row of everything. Okay. Just send it all the way down. Yeah.
Wonderful.
No worries.
Thank you
for asking the question. Audrey, was your blood pressure problem due to EMFs, emotion, or dietary causes? Let's have a look. I get emotions, Audrey. Okay. That's what I get. Okay, girls. I'm going to say goodbye, and we will meet again on the 9th of February. And mahalo to you all, and lots of love, and have the most amazing rest of the day for you. Thank you. Bye.